We welcome all of you today to Grace Bible Church on this Sunday before Christmas. We've been doing a series on the Old Testament for New Testament believers, and we've been looking at the timeline recorded in the Old Testament of prophecies related to the nativity of Jesus Christ. And today we come to the end of that story with Luke 2 and verse 1, where it says, "And it came to pass in those days that there was a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed." And the phrase is, "it came to pass." In the Greek language, it's just one word. Come on. It came to pass. Now that phrase is only one Greek word. And it's the idea not so much about time as it is about purpose. I mentioned this in the beginning of our series for Christmas, that God does not work about time. He created that for us. He works on the element of purpose, revelation, will. And that's what this word indicates. It came to pass. What was going to happen, happened. That's another way of translating that. What was going to happen, happened. The precision of that phrase indicates that God's purposes were unfolded when God desired for His will to be performed. And Luke pays attention to that throughout his book. That idea of God's purposes. What He had foretold happened here. What He had foretold happened here. Related to different people, related to different themes throughout the book. And we're going to highlight that today as we bring to a conclusion our series that we've been doing on this matter of time and timing. I want you to know something. There were no accidents at all in the narrative of Scripture ever. Everything happens according to God's purposes. Everything happens according to His revelation. There's nothing that God has taken surprise with. He knows, He controls, He is sovereign. And I am so thankful that Luke pays careful attention to this. And we're going to bring that out this morning as we finish up our Old Testament timeline. We're going to see the connection between Micah 5 and verse 1, or verse 2, and the passages that we have in Matthew and in Luke that indicate that the timing, the appearance of Christ, all part of God's plan. And so we give Him glory and praise this morning for the purposes of God. And I want you to know this too. He's coming again. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen just like the Bible says. All the events that are yet future are going to happen because God purposed them to happen. And so we give praise and glory for the intensity of His Word, the completion of His Word, the accuracy of His Word this morning, the Sunday before Christmas.